And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled The Return of Yuki Butcher. The disappearance of Yuki Butcher was something which occupied the attention of just about everyone in town. He had been gone for almost 2 weeks and nobody knew where. We searched all over. We had the detectives, the police, they had Sparky's gang. Mayor Plumfront was looking for him, so was I, but all to no avail. And then suddenly, lo and behold, he turned up at our house in Cincinnati, quite unexpectedly, just as if he hadn't been away at all. And the reason? Well, listen, and you'll find out.
Well, okay, Charlie. You tell the guys about the reward for Yuki Butch's return. And start working on trying to find him, okay? Yeah, okay, Charlie. So long. Boy, Mayor, now that there's a $1,000 reward for Yuki's return, all us guys will find him in nothing flat. Hey, was that the front door that just opened, Big John?
Hey, anybody home? Hey, Big John, Sparky lad, are you home, are you? Front door was unlocked. Somebody must be home.
Well, for goodness sakes, could that be?
It certainly sounded like Yuki, didn't it?
Hey, is that? Why, it couldn't be. But.
Oh, the living room, are you? Oh, hi, fellas. Well, Mayor, how are you? You over here, too? Fine. Hi, Big John, lad.
Yuki, what in the world are you doing here?
Yes, my goodness, Yuki, where'd you come from?
Well, Sparky lad, pull up a chair there.
A chair? What for, Yuki?
Well, I'm ready to challenge you to a little game of tiddlywinks, lad. I will skunk you and teach you a lesson in the manly art of tiddlywinks at the same time. Pull up a chair there, Sparky lad.
Yuki, do you realize... Buster, you tell him.
Yuki, We've all been wondering. Why did Sparky? You tell him.
Yuki, where have you been? Where did you disappear to? I mean, why didn't you? How come the? Big John, where did he come from?
Well, I. No, wait a minute. Let's all calm down. Here, you sit down next to me, Sparky. We're going to have a heart-to-heart talk with Yuki. Yuki, everybody in town's been looking for you.
Fine.
I mean, after all, it's been nearly 2 weeks now.
Fine.
Oh, Mayor?
What would you go and give for a feller like that?
Don't you understand what we're trying to say to you, Yuki? We're trying to find out where you've been for the past 2 weeks.
Fine. Well, now, if you'll pull up a chair, lad, I'll teach you a little lesson of the manly art of tiddlywinks.
What are you going to do with a guy like that, Buster? All he talks about is that silly game of tiddlywinks.
Yuki... Before we play tiddlywinks, won't you tell us where you've been?
Well, this is no time for talk, lad. Let's play tiddlywinks. Pull up a chair there, lad.
Yuki, you don't seem to realize you've been missing for almost 2 weeks. There's $1,000 reward for your return.
Fine. Now, pull up a chair, lad. Time for tiddlywinks.
Look, it's like we said before, Buster. You just can't do nothing with Yuki when he gets into one of these vague moods of his.
Yeah, so I see. He apparently doesn't hear a thing that we're saying to him. Okay, Sparky, you may as well play a game of tiddlywinks with Yuki. Go ahead.
Yeah, I guess so. Well, you ready, Yuki?
I'm ready. I've been sitting here waiting for the past 5 minutes, lad. Pull up a chair. Get ready to get skunked there.
Okay, I got my chair pulled up.
Now, should we flip a coin to see who flips their tiddlywink first?
It's all right by me.
All right. Heads or tails?
Heads.
All righty. Heads, you flip your tiddlywinks first. Tails, I flip my tiddly first. Got a coin, lad?
A coin? Thanks a lot, but no, I wish I did.
Hey, you got a coin we could flip, Big John?
Coin? Well, yes, I have, but you'll have to let me flip it. I mean, the last time I loaned a coin to someone, I didn't get it back. Let's see, let me get one out of a pocket here. Ah, here we are. Nice. Shiny. New penny.
All right, Flipper. Now, head Sparky lad goes first, tails I go first, all right?
All right. Okay, stand back, fellas. I don't want to take a chance on missing this penny when I flip it into the air, because if I miss it, I might roll across the floor and get lost. Now, be careful. Everybody keep your eye on it. Here we go.
Well, go ahead, Buster. Flip it.
All right. Just keep your eyes on it. That's all I want. Just want to be sure it doesn't get lost. Here it goes. There we are. Caught it. Now, let's see. It's tails.
Ah, fine. Tails. I flip my tiddlywink first. All right, lad. Here we go. Get ready to get skunked. Yeah, for the past 2 weeks...
Yes, 2 weeks. What were you doing the last two weeks?
For the past 2 weeks, I have been practicing my Tiddlywinks game under the expert guidance of Ace Tiddlywinks coach, Stuyvesant M. Creech Slurp.
Coach Creech Slurp, you mean?
That's right. 100% correct. Last Monday night, as I sat in my room in the Cheviot Hills Hotel, brooding over the disgraceful loss of the game of Tiddlywinks, which I suffered at the hands of the young lad here, I suddenly decided to brush up on my game. I had become rusty, I had discovered, you see.
Yuki, did you say you were practicing Tiddlywinks under the expert guidance of Coach Creech Slurp?
Fine. After I decided to brush up on my game, I decided the only way to brush up would be under the expert guidance of Coach Stuyvesant M. Creech Slurp, who is an expert at brushing up. He ought to be. He's a street cleaner up there in East Cantankerous, Illinois.
Well, if Coach Creech Slurp is in East Cantankerous, Illinois, how could you have him help you?
How? I got on a train, went up to East Cantankerous, Illinois.
You mean to tell me that you've been up in East Cantankerous, Illinois for the past 2 weeks practicing tiddlywinks?
Fine. Yes, that's right. With Coach Stuyvesant M. Creech Slurp.
Oh, me.
Well, lad, my turn to flip a tiddlywink first, right? All right, here goes.
Yuki, do you realize that everybody was worried about you?
Mayor, please. It's not polite to talk to the player as he is about to flip his tiddly. Now, quiet, please. I'm about to flip here. All right, take careful aim, like the coach showed me. Here we go. Oh, just hit the edge of the cup. Almost went into the cup, though. Okay, it's your turn there, Sparky Lad.
Okay. Now, let's see. I just pushed my tiddly shooter down on the edge of this little tiddlywink like this. Hey, look, I did it again. Right off the bat, it went right into the cup. That's just like the last time we played, Yuki.
Yeah, it looks like you're having another case of beginner's luck there, Sparky Lad. It's fine. You get another turn, you know.
Well, what do you know? Hey, lad's pretty good, isn't he?
Okay, here I go. I'll take my second turn. Now, let's see. I press down on the edge like this. Did you see that? It flipped right in. Wowee.
Well, how could you compete on even terms with somebody who is just bubbling over with out and out, inside out, upside down, blind luck?
Better look out there, Yuki. The lad will end up skunking you.
Fine. There'll be enough of those ignorant remarks, Plumfront. You get another shot there, lad. Go ahead.
Yeah, I get another shot. Okay, now watch this one, Yuki. I'll do this left-handed with one eye shut. I did it. With my left hand and one eye shut. I went right into the cup.
If there's anything I cannot stand, it's to play a serious game of tiddlywinks with a show-off. Now, either play the game in the conventional authorized manner, lad, or don't play at all.
Just wait a minute, Yuki. Just wait a minute. Watch this. What I'm going to do now is I'll turn my back to the board, and I won't even look when I flip my tiddly. Okay? Here goes. Did you see that? Right into the cup.
What do you know about that? Hey, did you see that, Buster?
Yeah, sure did. I have to admit, Sparky is a real tiddlywinks player.
Hey, Yuki, you haven't got a chance of winning. Do you concede the game to the lad? Yuki, why is your face so red? Yuki, didn't you hear me? What's the matter? Ain't you talking, Yuke?
As long as you fellas insist on making a farce out of the serious and time-honored tradition of the game, I refuse to comment. The lad has another shot if he cares to make it, or he has the privilege, according to the rules, of refusing to take his next shot, in which case he automatically forfeits the game in my favor.
Okay, I'll take my next shot. Now, this time, I'll put my tiddlywink snapper between my teeth.
Yeah.
And I'll shoot with it like that, see? Okay, I'm shooting with my teeth. Here goes. I did it. I win. I got all five tiddlywinks in the cup. Hey, Yuki, why'd you grab your tiddlywinks game off the table like that? Where are you going?
Where are you going here, Yuke? You're not mad again, are you?
I do not wish to associate with the likes of such people who make a farce of the sacred and time-honored tradition of playing tiddlywinks.
Oh, Yuki, hey, come here. Come on, Yuki, you're not going away mad again, are you? Hey, you going to disappear again? Where are you going?
Where am I going? I'm going up to City Hall to collect that $1,000 reward they're offering for my return. Good day.
Did he say he was going to collect that $1,000 reward they're offering for his return?
Yeah.
Can he do it? Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Every time I think of how Yuki looks when I play tiddlywinks with him and beat him, I have to laugh. Oh, he's angry with us again. Boy, after he collects that $1,000 reward the city is offering for his return, that is, if he can collect it, I hope he doesn't disappear again. He says he was up in East Cantankerous, Illinois, taking tiddlywinks lessons from his old coach, Stuyvesant M. Kriegsler. Hey, I wonder if Yuki can collect a reward that was offered for his own return. I think I'll go ask the mayor. I'll see you later, kids. So long.